Welcome to this open access seminar, which celebrates the final phase of the Surima project. My name is Ari Muhonen, and I'm the director of Open Science Center here in University of Jyväskylä. This seminar, as the project itself, is a joint effort of Open Science Center of the University of Jyväskylä and the Library of the University of Eastern Finland. You probably noticed my saying Open Science Center instead of library. There's a very good reason for this, as the library and the museum of the University of Jyväskylä merged into one unit this January 2017, meaning 1.5 months ago. This new unit stands on three legs: library functions, museum functions, and open science functions. Merging the two memory organizations together and adding open science to them creates a combination which to me is vital. The old paradigms are changing, and so are the roles of libraries and museums. In spite of that, we can rely on our long traditions and expertise in organizing, creating metadata, and disseminating knowledge. Our university, the University of Jyväskylä, is so much committed to open science that it wanted to have a separate unit which promotes open science within the university and brings the principles of open science to the daily research routines of our university community. In addition to that, the Open Science Center continues to provide reliable library and museum services to its customers. For example, it continues to be responsible for education and support in information seeking and management. It collects all the research and the scientific publications at the University of Jyväskylä, as well as organizes several museum exhibitions annually. I have to mention here that we are going to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Finland, Finnish independence. And we are able to show all the flags which were candidates for the official flag of the country in our museum. We do have them in our collections, not to mention of all kinds of other material related to it. So it's really worth visiting the exhibition in the fall. I see that the aim of the Open Science Center and libraries in other universities is not only to give support, but to change the research mindset in the university to take into account open science. I see the center as a change agent and a major player within the university. We have the knowledge, expertise, and tools to fulfill that role. Most universities and research units in the world do already have open access repositories where they place their research output, that is publications or some of them, for everybody to access. Therefore, a vast amount of scientific information is available in the internet. I think it is also time to concentrate not only in output but also input. Libraries and universities should create ways to better use the freely accessible information. This could be the way to diminish the power of big publishers. This again creates the need to change the mindset of the research community. It's a big task, but I'm sure we do have keys to that as well. In this morning session, Dominic Tate from the University of Edinburgh and Mikael Laakso from Hanken will lead us to the implementation of the open access, as well as its benefits. I'm sure we have a lot to learn from their expertise. In the afternoon, we will learn about the situation on open access in Finland and some of the results of the Surima project. This part of the program is in Finnish. Surima project, which we celebrate today, is part of the Open Science and Research Initiative, a program launched by the Ministry of Education and Culture. The main goal of the initiative is for Finland to become one of the leading countries in openness of science and research by the year 2017. Well, that 2017 is now, actually. Maybe we are not there yet, but at least we have done our best to reach the aim. I'm very grateful to the financial support from the Ministry of Education and Culture to this project. I would also thank everybody who worked in the Surima project and made it a success story. So, this seminar is now open and we can continue with the first speaker. Dominic Tate is the head of library research support at Edinburgh University Library. Dominic and his teams provide help and support for staff and students in all matters relating to scholarly communications and research publication, including open access, bibliometrics and copyright, research data management, and management of the university's research information systems. The UK's research excellence framework is undertaken every few years to assess the quantity and quality of research undertaken in universities and research institutes. The outcome of this assessment influences the apportionment of research funding. In the next evaluation round, there's a requirement that journal articles and conference proceedings may only be submitted if they have been made open access. So, today, Dominic's presentation will outline how the University of Edinburgh has implemented this new requirement and analyze progress towards normalizing green open access within the university. So please, Dominic, the floor is yours.